This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
We live in the greatest country God ever created. We should do stories on patriots. Cute, funny little animals. Huh? Diets. Why blondes have more fun.
And tonight's top story is America. She's the greatest country in the world. We kick butt. Nazi butt. Russian butt.
What the hell's he doing?
He's talking about America. Why, do you have a problem with that?
We kick butt. America. Nazi butt.
Russian butt.
Buttocks all over the place from Anchorman. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, good morning. It's Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the conversation this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. And we do have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. A couple of Choctaw police officers are fired, accused of having inappropriate contact with a teenage girl. We'll have the latest on that one. A former DHS employee is accused of sexually abusing the children in his care. The disturbing details coming up. The Oklahoma City Animal Shelter is busting at the seams after police seize more than 500 animals from a suspected drug house. What you can do to help out, and we'll have a live interview with the shelter later on this hour. The Oklahoma County Jail is ordered to turn over video after a convicted businessman, Brent Swadley, loses part of his finger in an incident at the jail. A proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Enola hits a temporary roadblock. We'll tell you what's going on over there. And are you having a party this 4th of July? What you need to know before the big celebration. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Two Choctaw police officers are out of a job following allegations they had inappropriate contact with a juvenile. According to Choctaw Police Chief Kelly Marshall, the officers were placed on administrative leave back in March after the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office notified the department about the allegations involving explicit messages with a teenage girl. Investigators say the girl's mother discovered the communication after searching her daughter's electronic devices. One officer resigned during the internal investigation. The second one was later fired. The sheriff's office investigation remains active and possible criminal charges could be submitted to prosecutors. A former employee of the Oklahoma Human Services Department is behind bars, accused of sexually abusing children. Authorities say 38-year-old Myron McKinney faces six counts of lewd acts with a child under 16. Investigators say a tip to the DHS hotline launched the investigation. McKinney is accused of grooming and molesting several young boys, including a 10-year-old, with some of the alleged crimes dating way back to 2021. He is also accused of assaulting a child who was in his care while working as a DHS supervisor. McKinney is being held on $250,000 bond. Human trafficking advocates in Oklahoma City are reminding survivors that help is available as they work to rebuild their lives. The message comes after the Oklahoma City Police Department arrested two people on suspicion of human trafficking after a woman reportedly escaped and asked a stranger to call police. According to investigators, the woman told officers she had been forced into commercial sex acts. Dragonfly Human Trafficking Victim Services says recovery often begins after a victim escapes and can include emergency housing, medical care, counseling, job assistance, and help with reconnecting with family. Advocates also stress that trafficking can happen anywhere and often involves psychological control rather than physical restraints. Investigators with Oklahoma City Animal Welfare are seeking animal cruelty charges after more than 500 animals seized during a major drug bust in southeast Oklahoma City were found to be in poor health. Police arrested four people last week after allegedly finding 20 pounds of methamphetamine on the property. Investigators also discovered hundreds of animals, including birds, dogs, cats, reptiles, and even a horse. Animal welfare officials say many of the animals have significant health concerns, and the shelter has been overwhelmed by the sudden influx, forcing staff to modify facilities while caring for rescued animals. State agents are investigating a former employee of the Oklahoma County Clerk's Office for allegedly embezzling county funds. County Clerk Marissa Treat says the employee, who was hired before she took office in 2023, has been fired. Few details have been released, including the employee's position or how much money may have been missing, but county leaders are calling the allegations very serious. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation launched the investigation last week at the request of District Attorney Vicki Behenna. Treat says county operations continue uninterrupted and taxpayers should not be concerned. A judge has ordered Oklahoma County Detention Center to turn over video footage of an incident that left convicted businessman Brent Swadley with a permanently injured finger. Swadley, who was found guilty in May in the Foggy Bottom kitchen fraud case, says part of his middle finger was severed when it was caught in a jail door. During a hearing on Tuesday, the court ordered jail officials to provide the video to Swadley's attorney, who says the defense is considering a legal action against the detention center as Swadley awaits sentencing later on this month. A new Oklahoma law designed to prevent drunk driving tragedies is now in effect. The Marissa Murrow Act requires bartenders working at event venues, including wedding and banquet halls, to obtain a special license and complete alcohol service training through the Oklahoma Able Commission before they're allowed to serve alcohol. The law is named after Marissa Murrow, who was killed in a wrong-way crash involving an intoxicated driver leaving a wedding. Supporters say the measure closes a loophole in state law by holding event venue bartenders to the same standards already required by bars and restaurants in an effort to reduce impaired driving and save lives. 79 degrees under sunny skies at 712. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, frustration is growing in Yukon over a proposed billion-dollar data center project. Hundreds of residents have reportedly signed a petition seeking to recall Mayor Brian Pillmore, and a recent city council meeting drew an overflow crowd that spoke for more than 4 hours. Critics say the project, proposed by Beltline Energy, has lacked transparency, pointing to a non-disclosure agreement signed by the former city manager. While the city has signed a contract to sell the land, the project still faces multiple hurdles, including permits, a water use agreement, and additional public opposition before construction can begin. A proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Enola has hit a temporary roadblock as town leaders pause zoning approvals amid growing public opposition. Supporters, including President Donald Trump and Governor Kevin Stitt, say the project would boost domestic aluminum production and strengthen national security, but many residents are worried about potential environmental impacts, including emissions that could affect crops and livestock. Hundreds backed a public meeting this week, urging town leaders to slow the process down until more information about the project's environmental impact is available. A new investigation by ProPublica and the Frontier has found more than 100 oil field wastewater injection wells located within a half mile of public water supply wells across Oklahoma. The project identified at least 114 wells serving communities that rely on groundwater, affecting more than 300,000 residents. In Enid, city leaders are urging state regulators to revoke a permit for an injection well located near the city's drinking water supply. The investigation found the well was approved, and it was approved without a required public hearing and has repeatedly failed structural integrity tests, raising concerns about possible contamination. Well, just days after approving a flat budget with no provider cuts, the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority has proposed cutting more than $218 million in Medicaid payments to Oklahoma hospitals. The proposed 20% reduction targets Supplemental Hospital Offset Payment Program, which helps hospitals cover losses from treating Medicaid patients. The move caught many by surprise, including the Oklahoma Hospital Association, which says providers believed cuts were no longer necessary after recent budget discussions. Lawmakers and hospital leaders are meeting later on this week to discuss the proposal and its potential impact on healthcare services statewide. The battle over the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority's proposed east-west connector is intensifying. Opponents have filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop the controversial 30-mile toll road, arguing the state has failed to complete required environmental reviews and secure key permits. The group Pike Off OTA says construction should not move forward until those issues are resolved. But the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority says it is pressing ahead, continuing to acquire property and negotiate with homeowners along the proposed corridor as the legal fight plays out in federal court. The U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission has filed a federal lawsuit against Oklahoma-based Paycom, alleging the company fired an employee instead of providing accommodations for a severe food allergy. According to the lawsuit, the employee suffered multiple life-threatening allergic reactions at work, some requiring ambulance trips to the hospital. The EEOC says the employee provided medical documentation and requested accommodations, but was terminated following the most serious reaction back in June of 2024. The agency alleges the company's actions violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. More than $12.3 million in federal disaster recovery funding is headed off to Oklahoma to help communities rebuild from past storms and wildfires. The funding, approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, includes more than $12 million for infrastructure repairs across the state. Much of the money will reimburse the Tri-County Electric Cooperative for repairing thousands of damaged power poles, transformers, and miles of power lines following severe weather back in 2017. Additional funding will help repair roads in Sequoia County and public buildings in Yale, while another $1 million will help to cover wildfire response costs from 2025. Five Oklahoma tribes have been awarded a combined $1.6 million to support affordable housing and community development projects. The funding will help tribal nations, including Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, Iowa Tribe of Oklahoma, Osage Nation, and the United Kiowa Band of Cherokee Indians, improve housing for veterans, seniors, and low-income members. Projects include building tiny homes, creating permanent housing communities, providing rental assistance, and helping tribal citizens with home repairs and down payment assistance as leaders work to address ongoing housing shortages. As Oklahomans prepare for the 4th of July celebrations, experts are reminding homeowners that hosting a holiday gathering comes with responsibilities. Attorneys say homeowners can be held liable for injuries that occur on their property, including fireworks accidents, pool injuries, or crashes involving intoxicated guests. Safety experts recommend closely supervising children around fireworks and swimming pools, designating sober adults to monitor activities, and making sure that impaired guests have a safe ride home. Homeowners are also encouraged to establish clear rules before festivities begin, review their insurance coverage, and check local firework ordinances, since fireworks remain illegal within Oklahoma City limits. A little bit of planning, they say, can help keep the holidays safe for everybody. Let's talk a bit about this proposed smelting plant in Enola. Town leaders have paused zoning approvals amid growing public opposition. Supporters, including President Donald Trump and Governor Kevin Stitt, say the project would create jobs and boost domestic aluminum production. But opponents are demanding more information about potential environmental impacts before the project moves forward. So again, we're talking about $4 billion in investment, making it potentially the largest economic development project in Oklahoma history. It could create high-paying jobs and bring tons of tax revenue. And if Enola plays its cards right, it could also mean investments in schools, infrastructure, the environment. So there's a lot of potential here, but it definitely comes with a cost. So what do you think? We want to hear from you at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Is it a good idea? What if it was in your backyard? It's about two and a half hours from here. It's just east of Tulsa. But what if it was right here in your backyard? Would you be okay with it? Do you have concerns about massive foreign businesses setting up shop here in Oklahoma? Let's talk about that after the break. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 78 degrees under sunny skies at 719. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Major crash causing big delays northbound I-35 at Southeast 59th. Construction issues eastbound I-44 at Klassen Circle. May and Northwest Expressway on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. We live in a society where everyone's like, look at me, look at me, look what I like. These are the brands that I like. Here's my hot take. This is how I like to do it. And they have a flag for everything. I like green chilies and my nachos. Where's my flag?
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. It's Friday Eve, Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Checking out our weather today, it's going to be a hot one for the next few days. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 95 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 73. On Friday, look for more clouds rolling in, high of 96 degrees. On Saturday, partly sunny skies. It'll be breezy, though, high of 99 degrees on Saturday. We're at 78 degrees right now under mostly sunny skies at 723. Well, a proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Enola is facing growing opposition from residents concerned about potential environmental impacts. Hundreds packed into a public meeting this week as town leaders voted to temporarily pause zoning approvals for the project. Supporters, including President Donald Trump and Governor Kevin Stitt, say the smelter would create jobs and strengthen domestic aluminum production, but critics worry that emissions from the facility could affect crops, livestock, and public health, and are demanding more environmental studies before the project moves forward. So let's talk a bit about it at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? Time for you to weigh in on this one. There's a lot to consider here. So we're talking economic benefits versus economic risks. So backers say, including myself, I'm in favor of the project. I think it's a good idea. I'd certainly like to see some more of those environmental studies done. But at the same time, we don't want the backers of this project to say, you know what, this is way too much work. We're going to go take this to another state. But the project is representing roughly $4 billion worth of investment. That makes it potentially the largest economic development project in the history of the state of Oklahoma. It would create hundreds of permanent jobs. It would create thousands of construction jobs, major boon to the Tulsa area and the areas surrounding Tulsa. It would mean increased domestic aluminum production. that is viewed, I mean, that's a national security issue right there. It reduces our dependence on foreign suppliers, including China, where we get so much of our aluminum from right now. Why would we be paying them to be doing the exact same thing that we can do ourselves at a cheaper price and in a way that we can import it to other nations so that we're not reliant upon other nations that many of them want to kill us? It just doesn't make any sense. Supporters, including President Donald Trump and Governor Kevin Stitt, say the smelter could strengthen American manufacturing. It certainly will. It lays the groundwork for other states to be doing the exact same thing, not just with aluminum, but with steel, with other types of production that we as Americans need. Unfortunately, we've outsourced so much of our stuff right now to nations that are considered, at very least, our economic enemies, like China, for example. So many of our electronic parts we import from places like China. If bad things happen, we're in really bad shape. We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. Now, opponents argue that the economic benefits don't outweigh the potential environmental and health risks associated with this. Some residents are afraid that the project could hurt agriculture, property values, quality of life issues. They've got, obviously, concerns about emissions. And that might be one of the biggest controversies. They're worried about the hydrogen fluoride emissions, which could damage crops, livestock, vegetation. There are concerns, obviously, about the long-term health impacts to nearby residents of hydrogen fluoride emissions and whether those emissions estimates submitted in the permit applications match public statements describing the facility as clean and modern. Unfortunately, we're putting a whole lot of trust in people that we don't necessarily know if we should trust. Mark is joining us right now in Fairview. Good morning, Mark. How are you, brother?
Morning, Aaron. Doing good. I got to say, one of the things I kind of heard that would bother me, I guess, if it was moving in around close to me, is the fact that it's owned by a foreign government.
Right, United Arab Emirates.
You know? Yeah. If they were invested in it, but somebody here in the United States had controlling interest in it, okay. I could live with that. I just don't like the fact that somebody from outside this country can control something that's in our country. And if, like I said, if it becomes a national security issue that they have say so over it, I don't like that idea. And when it comes down to where you were talking about the environmental impact, yeah, there are, I guess, things that if I'm living downwind of it, kind of like up here in Northwest Oklahoma, we have hog farms.
Oh, yeah.
And that has been one of the things that there's a lot of people that live downwind of a hog farm.
Yep, especially in temperatures like we're seeing right now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude,
it could gag a maggot. Yeah, definitely on a hot day. But the thing that I was wondering about, finding out what kind of emissions there are, is there any way to filter those to where, it can be brought down to a point where it is not so, it wouldn't, I guess, be an environmental impact.
Yep.
And can it be done cheaply enough that it's not going to drive the price high enough to make it, unusable?
And the developers are saying, yep, that's the case. This is a clean, modern facility. It's got the latest air filtration systems with it. So they're trying to assure residents that it's not an issue as far as the environment is concerned. That kind of remains to be seen. And that's where I'm with you, man. I'd like to see some additional environmental impact statements done before they pull the trigger on this thing. But overall, I'm not horribly concerned about it. You mentioned, too, the concerns over it being owned by United Arab Emirates. I agree with a certain degree, but that's mostly my feelings. The reality is we do a lot of international business here in the United States. So I still want to see some more, but I say pull the trigger on it. Still a lot more to come. Stick around. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh says inflation risks have declined over the last few weeks. Tariffs on phosphate fertilizer imports from Morocco are suspended for 8 months following an emergency declaration from the Trump administration.
Former CIA Director John Brennan files suit against the Trump administration. Brennan requested the Justice Department preserve all records related to its ongoing investigation into him. Republicans say they start work on a constitutional amendment to redefine the 14th Amendment. Here's U.S. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa.
For too long, birthright citizenship has really been exploited and really been used to incentivize illegal immigration in this country. And I do agree that a constitutional amendment is probably the only way to overturn it.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. I worked a case involving a commercial truck driver who fell asleep at the wheel. When we requested his logbook, the federally required record that tracks hours driven, it was incomplete. Entries were missing. The gap told us something important. Federal law strictly limits how many consecutive hours a truck driver can operate, and for good reason. Fatigue driving kills. When those records go missing or show signs of alteration, it raises serious questions about what a company is trying to hide. In trucking cases, critical evidence disappears fast. Logs, GPS data, dash cam footage, it can all be overridden within days of an accident. That's why you need to call a lawyer immediately. At McIntyre Law, we send legal preservation letters right away to make sure the evidence doesn't vanish before you can use it. Call us at any Oklahoma area code at 777-7000 or visit McIntyre Law. The first consultation is free.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police say a suspect has been arrested after an armed robbery led to a shooting Tuesday afternoon near I-40 in MacArthur in Oklahoma City. One person was shot and taken to a hospital for treatment. The suspected robber was arrested at the scene, and the investigation remains ongoing with no further details currently available to the public. A Hera family searching for a customized UTV stolen during a weekend break-in. The theft reportedly happened just hours after a suspect was caught trying to steal a golf cart from TNT Ballpark and reportedly left behind a hatchet while fleeing. Security footage later showed a man breaking into the Striplin family's shop and driving off in the UTV. Community members have provided possible leads, and police continue their investigation. The Oklahoma Partnership for School Readiness is seeking sponsors to complete statewide coverage of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. The program provides free books each month to children from birth through age 5. Supporters say early reading helps prepare children for success in school, with organizers hoping to reach all 77 counties and eventually bring Dolly Parton to Oklahoma for a celebration. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
The biggest stage in world soccer is here, and every goal changes everything. FanDuel is giving you a reason to root for every single one. Introducing Every Goal Pays. Bet on a match and get bonus bets for every goal scored in that match. More goals means more bonus bets, and all you have to do is turn on your token. The U.S. look like they are truly poised for a dream run at this point. From the opening whistle to the final kick, let there be goals on FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com to get started now. 21 and over, select state. For Kansas, an affiliation with Kansas Star Casino. 18 and over in D.C., Kentucky, and Wyoming. gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET. In Connecticut, call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. In Massachusetts, visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-7867. And listen to Orange Slices, sponsored by FanDuel Predicts, wherever you get your podcasts.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 95. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 73. Tomorrow will be breezy and hot with more clouds than sunshine, reaching a high of 96. Moving on to Saturday, expect a breezy morning with the day turning partly sunny and hot, reaching a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Well, good Thursday morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. It's 78 degrees under mostly sunny skies at 736. That means time for your dad joke of the day. So, Uncle Dave, I went to an expensive restaurant last night, ordered the baked pelican.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty yummy. The food was good, but the bill was enormous.
Ah! Got a big bill.
It's got a big old bill.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and check out your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Two Choctaw police officers are out of a job following allegations of inappropriate contact with a juvenile. According to Choctaw Police Chief Kelly Marshall, the officers were placed on administrative leave back in March after the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office notified the department about allegations involving explicit messages with a teenage girl. Investigators say the girl's mother discovered communications while searching her daughter's electronic devices. One officer later resigned, while the second one was fired following an internal investigation. The sheriff's office investigation remains active, and possible criminal charges could still be filed. A former employee of the Oklahoma Department of Human Services is behind bars this morning, accused of sexually abusing children. Authorities say 38-year-old Myron McKinney faces six counts of lewd acts with a child under 16. Investigators say a tip to the DHS hotline launched the investigation. McKinney is accused of grooming and molesting several young boys, including a 10-year-old, with some allegations dating back to 2021. He is also accused of assaulting a child who was in his care while working as a DHS supervisor. McKinney is being held on $250,000 bond. Human trafficking advocates in Oklahoma City are reminding survivors that help is available as they rebuild their lives. The message comes after Oklahoma City police arrested two people on suspicion of human trafficking after a woman reportedly escaped and asked a stranger to call police. Investigators say the woman told officers that she had been forced into commercial sex acts. Dragonfly Human Trafficking Victim Services says the recovery often begins after a victim escapes and may include emergency housing, medical care, counseling, job assistance, and family reunification. Advocates also stress that trafficking often involves psychological control rather than just physical restraints. Investigators with Oklahoma City Animal Welfare are seeking animal cruelty charges after more than 500 animals seized during a major drug bust in Oklahoma City were found in poor health. Police arrested four people last week after they say they found 20 pounds of methamphetamine on the property. Investigators also discovered hundreds of birds, dogs, cats, reptiles, and even a horse. Animal welfare officials say many of the animals have significant health concerns, and the shelter has been overwhelmed with a sudden influx, forcing staff to modify facilities to care for them. We'll be talking with someone from the shelter about what you can do to help coming up. State agents are investigating a former employee of the Oklahoma County Clerk's Office for allegedly embezzling county funds. County Clerk Marissa Treat says the employee, who was hired before she took office in 2023, has been fired. Very few details have been released, including the employee's position or how much money may be missing, but county leaders are calling the allegations serious. The Oklahoma Bureau of Investigation launched an investigation last week and at the request of District Attorney Vicki Behenna. Treat says that county operations continue uninterrupted. A judge has ordered the Oklahoma County Detention Center to turn over video footage of an incident that left convicted businessman Brent Swadley with permanently injured finger. Swadley, who was found guilty back in May in the Foggy Bottom kitchen fraud case, says part of his middle finger was severed when it became caught in a jail door. During a hearing on Tuesday, the court ordered jail officials to provide the video to Swadley's attorney, who says the defense is considering legal action against the detention center as Swadley awaits sentencing later on this month. A new Oklahoma law designed to prevent drunk driving tragedies is now in effect. The Marissa Murrow Act requires bartenders working at event venues, including wedding and banquet halls, to obtain a special license and complete alcohol service training through the Oklahoma ABLE Commission before serving alcohol. The law is named after Marissa Murrow, who was killed in a wrong-way crash involving a drunk driver leaving a wedding. Supporters say the measure closes a loophole in state law and could help to reduce impaired driving and save lives. It's 78 degrees under mostly sunny skies at 740. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, frustration is growing in Yukon over a proposed billion-dollar data center project. Hundreds of residents have reportedly signed a petition, seeking to recall Mayor Brian Pillmore, and a recent city council meeting drew an overflow crowd that spoke for more than 4 hours. Critics say the project, proposed by Beltline Energy, has lacked transparency, pointing to a non-disclosure agreement signed by the former city manager. While the city signed a contract to sell the land, the project still faces several hurdles, including permits, a water use agreement, and continued public opposition before construction can begin. A proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Enola has hit a temporary roadblock as town leaders pause zoning approvals amid growing opposition. Supporters, including President Donald Trump and Governor Kevin Stitt, say the project would boost domestic aluminum production and strengthen national security, but many residents worry about the potential environmental impacts, including emissions that could affect crops and livestock. Hundreds packed a public meeting this past week, urging town leaders to slow the process until more information becomes available. A new investigation by ProPublica and the Frontier has found more than 100 oil field wastewater injection wells located within a half mile of public water supply wells across Oklahoma. The report identified at least 114 wells serving communities that rely on groundwater, affecting more than 300,000 residents. In Enid, city leaders are urging state regulators to revoke a permit for an injection well located near the city's drinking water supply. Investigators found the well was approved without a required public hearing and has repeatedly failed structural integrity tests, raising concerns about possible contamination. Well, just days after approving a flat budget with no provider cuts, the Oklahoma Health Care Authority has proposed cutting more than $218 million in Medicaid payments to Oklahoma hospitals. The proposed 20% reduction targets a program that helps hospitals offset losses from treating Medicaid patients. The move caught many by surprise, including the Oklahoma Hospital Association, which says that providers believe that cuts were no longer necessary after recent budget discussions. Lawmakers and hospital leaders are meeting this week to discuss the proposal and its potential impact on healthcare services statewide. The battle over the Turnpike Authority's proposed east-west connector is intensifying. Opponents have filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop a controversial 30-mile toll road, arguing that the state failed to complete required environmental reviews and secure key permits. The citizen group Pike Off OTA says construction should not move forward until those issues are resolved, but the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority says that it is pressing ahead, continuing to acquire property and negotiate with homeowners along the proposed corridor as the legal battle unfolds in federal court. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has filed a federal lawsuit against Oklahoma-based Paycom, alleging the company fired an employee instead of providing accommodations for a severe allergy. According to the lawsuit, the employee suffered multiple life-threatening allergic reactions at work, some requiring ambulance trips to the hospital. The EEOC says the employee provided medical documentation and requested accommodations, but was terminated following the most serious reaction back in June of 2024. The agency alleges the company's actions violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. More than $12.3 million in federal disaster recovery funding is headed off to Oklahoma to communities to help them rebuild from past storms and wildfires. The funding approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency includes more than $12 million in infrastructure repairs across the state. Much of that money will reimburse Tri-County Electric Cooperative for repairing thousands of damaged power poles, transformers, and miles of power lines following severe weather back in 2017. Additional funding will help to repair roads in Sequoia County and public buildings in Yale, while another $1 million will help to cover wildfire response costs from 2025. Five Oklahoma tribes have been awarded a combined $1.6 million to support affordable housing and community development projects. The funding will help tribal nations, including Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, Iowa Tribe of Oklahoma, and the Osage Nation, improve housing for veterans, seniors, and low-income members. Projects include building tidy homes, creating permanent housing communities, providing rental assistance, and helping tribal citizens with home repairs and down payment assistance as leaders work to address ongoing housing shortages. As Oklahomans prepare for the 4th of July celebrations, experts are reminding homeowners that hosting a party gathering and a holiday gathering comes with certain responsibilities. Attorneys say homeowners can be held liable for injuries that occur on their property, including fireworks accidents, pool injuries, or crashes involving intoxicated guests. Safety experts recommend closely supervising children around fireworks and swimming pools, designating sober adults to monitor activities, and making sure that impaired guests have a safe ride home. A little bit of planning, they say, can help to keep the holidays safe for everybody. Well, as we talked about, the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter is full after police executed a drug raid that seized more than 500 animals, including hundreds of birds, dozens of dogs and cats, and even a horse. Now, I went over to the shelter yesterday, and they really need your help. Those animals are not yet ready for adoption, but there are other ways you can help out. Coming out after the break, we'll talk with one of the volunteer coordinators at the shelter. It is 79 degrees under mostly sunny skies at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Construction issues to watch out for eastbound I-44 at the Klassen Circle, May and Northwest Expressway, bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, Because You Are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low-T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear Show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Taking a quick look at the weather. Basically, we're going to be locked in a convection oven for the next couple of days. Today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 95 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 73. On Friday, cloudy, high going up to 96 degrees. Then on Saturday, brace yourself. Breezy, partly sunny, high of 99 degrees for Saturday. I'll bet it exceeds that. We're at 79 degrees right now under mostly sunny skies at 7:51 in the morning. Well, investigators with the Oklahoma City Animal Welfare are seeking animal cruelty charges after more than 500 animals were seized during a major drug bust. They were found in pretty poor health, some of them. Police arrested four people last week after allegedly discovering 20 pounds of methamphetamine at a southeast Oklahoma City property. Investigators also found hundreds of birds along with dogs, cats, reptiles. They even found a horse. Animal welfare officials say the sudden influx has overwhelmed the shelter, forcing staff to modify facilities while caring for rescued animals. Tina Haven is with the shelter. She joins us live. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. I'd ask you if you're staying busy, but I know the answer to that one.
Yes. Yeah, we are definitely staying busy here.
This is probably one of the largest one-time hits for animals that you guys have ever gotten, isn't it?
It is the largest during the time that I've been with the shelter. So we do sometimes have large intakes like that, and it does put a strain on, like, our staff, of course. But we do want to give just a huge thank you to, like, our community. They definitely answered our calls for donations.
Good.
We had about 124 animals adopted out, which is one of the biggest things that our community can do for us in these times, is just to help us to empty out those kennels and give us more room. And then, of course, our volunteers have been such a huge help during this time, just assisting with the adoptions, helping sort out those donations, and making sure that, you know, we have the support that we need during those times.
Now, it's probably important to note that 124 animals that were adopted out, those weren't part of those 500 that were seized. What people may not understand is that when you take in that many animals, a lot of them are sick. You got to check out each one of them individually. They've got to be fed. In the case of the dogs, they've got to be spayed and neutered. Kind of walk me through that. It isn't just a quick turnaround for you guys.
No, it's not. So anytime there's a case like that, we do have certain time frames that we have to hold animals. We do have litigations and stuff that we have to go through. So the animals that we focus on during those times, as far as, like, being able to get them adopted out, are the ones that unfortunately have been sitting in the shelter waiting for a good home and looking for a home. But, you know, any animal that leaves, that just gives us more space. So we have to focus on our animals that are currently in the shelter that are cleared for adoption and able to go out to homes at that time.
T- Tina Haven with the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter is joining us live. She's talking about this huge influx of animals that they received at the shelter, about 500 animals, after police arrested four people last week during a methamphetamine bust. Tina, a lot of these animals, these are birds and exotic birds, and you've got a number of different species of birds that came in. Kind of talk to me a bit about that and the challenges that that has.
So that could definitely increase like challenges, just because we are not set up ideally for like birds, and also with our new construction, we don't have our barn currently, so it definitely causes a challenge and a little bit extra strain on the staff, just trying to figure out housing for the animals, like how to keep them, and ultimately takes away some of our space for our regular adoptable animals, because we're having to use some of our like get acquainted rooms where the public would go, and mm-hmm. some of our spaces that we would normally house maybe our long-term dogs out to, where they have better access for the public to see them and meet them.
I know you can't talk too much about the case itself, but in this particular case, it appears as though the people who had these animals were breeding them and selling them. So a lot of these animals weren't in as horrible a shape as they could have been, as horrible a shape as some of the previous cases that you folks have dealt with.
Oh, we've definitely seen worse like conditions with animals. But I mean, that is definitely something that we would like to talk on. Like, if you're looking for a pet, definitely want to check out your shelters, even like your rescue organizations, because unfortunately, we see these animals being sold, and you just don't know the condition that these animals are kept in before you might go and look to buy an animal, say, from maybe a store or a breeding type situation. And we would definitely encourage people to check out their shelters and rescue groups, because you can find, like, even if you're looking for a purebred type dog, you can find those at a lot of your organizations without having to go straight to a breeder.
It's an excellent point. Now, you folks are also reaching out to other shelters to try to bring some of those animals to other shelters en masse, so you're not mm-hmm. just not just getting them out to the public one by one. In this case, you'd be able to get I don't want to say get rid of, but be able to have some of those animals go to other shelters for adoption.
Correct. We have a great support system with other like rescues. We are transfer partners that we partner with, just to help us get animals moved, because unfortunately, when we keep animals here for adoption, it causes a big strain on our vet services. And our vet staff is where we are really shorthanded, and we already struggle to get all of the vetting and medical needs done for animals to get them moved out and ready for adoption with just the regular animals that we have. So this helps us a lot to not have that burden of the vet care that goes along with keeping those animals longer term.
So just briefly, Tina, if somebody wants to help out, what can we do to help at this point?
We can always use volunteers. Of course, volunteers and fosters are some of our best saving grace, but if people go to okc.gov/animal welfare, that's where they can find out how to start volunteering, fostering. We also have our wish list on there, so if they're interested in donating, that would be amazing. We do offer at times like public dog walks, which sounds like just maybe a simple thing, but even coming in for an hour and taking part of those walks, that just helps those dogs get out of the kennels and helps them have some fresh air and time out of the shelter. So it doesn't take like a huge amount of help. If it's just a little bit of time here and there, it helps so much just to get these animals out and get them some time with people and not in the kennels.
Tina Haven is with the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter. Tina, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. I know you're crazy busy, so I appreciate the time.
All right. Well, you're welcome. You have a great day.
You as well. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Keep in mind, coming up throughout the day today, we'll have Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock. Eric Erickson joins us at 11 o'clock. Dana Lash Show at 2 o'clock. And, of course, Lee Matthews with a drive at 4 o'clock. We hope you have a great Friday Eve, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
America, 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 America.